You are listening to the Money Buddy podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.
Come on in, everyone. You've opened the door to a brand new episode in the series Money Buddy by PGIM India Mutual Fund. I'm Mahalia, and on today's episode, we've got Ajith Menon, CEO, PGIM India Mutual Fund, keeping us company once again with some very interesting conversation. Now, just to set the context, before we dive into it and hear all of Ajith's valuable insights, here's a little taste of what's to come. You know, as an early investor myself, I find the episodes in this series extremely helpful. One, because we're getting some very professional sneak peeks into the world of finance and investing from a very reliable source, our CEO. But on the other hand, we're also getting some very nuanced insights. And I think that's very important when it comes to the world of investing, right? It's not just about SIPs and mutual funds. It's about a whole bucket of things, a whole buffet that we may not even know exists. And today's episode focuses on one of those lesser explored territories, and we're talking about international equity. The questions that come up are, one, should we diversify our portfolio and consider investing in international markets? And two, how, if we want to do that, does one go about it? This is where I hand over the mic to Ajith, because he's the one with all the answers. Listen in.
Hello again, everybody. I'm back with another episode of Money Buddy. And today I'd like to talk to you about a subject which, you know, was even new to me maybe 10 years ago. And it has now become a reasonably important part of my conversations with investors and advisors and about managing money and also in my own portfolios. But before I do that, let me tell you something that, you know, makes me very, very happy. My daughter's back from her international education, where she is in Boston. And it's always good to have her home and the kids back home, because they're studying abroad and you miss them. And it's like an empty nest for us now, for both me and my wife. And while it makes me really happy to have them over, there is a point in time where I am actually a little unhappy as well. And that's when I need to transfer the money for their next semester. And I've got to think about, oh, the rupees depreciated, and I will have to now shell out a little bit more to pay their fees. But the reality is that, well, it's a cost, and it's a very important financial goal that we all plan for. So in that context, I wanted to talk about the relevance of adding international stock portfolios to your overall investment kitty. And why am I saying that? I'm sure that most of you will agree when I say that we are enjoying the conveniences of modern life in big cities and small cities. And, you know, whether it is the on-demand kind of economy that we are all living in now. And what do I mean by on-demand economy? Well, I think you can intuitively guess it. When you want it, you better have it. And what are some of those examples? Oh, well, Swiggy's and the Zomato's, when you want to eat something nice and, you know, you can just click and buy. E-com, you click and buy. You want to order a cab, click and order. So those kind of things are all part of the on-demand economy. But as a smart investor, let's assume that we wanted to invest into these beautiful companies. There are a few in India, of course, but there are tons of them abroad. And many of them are obviously global leaders. You know it, and I know it, that when we want to chill a bit, you're going to be putting on Netflix or Prime or something like that. Now, what I wanted to really give you perspective on when I talk about putting a small portion of your investments maybe into international stocks, either through the options that you have that are allowed for investors or through mutual funds that allow for international investing. The main aspect of it is because if you're convinced that equity is a great investment for beating inflation over the long term and growing your wealth, then, well, equity is not restricted to India. India is just a small portion of the global equity market. Just think about this one. it's probably around 3% of the global equity market size. So there's 97% approximately out there for you to look at and see whether you like something there in terms of a portfolio to build. That, I'm sure, is a stark number, right? All of your money is in a market which is just 3% of the global market. Why wouldn't you take the opportunities out? Again, smart thought is what I would think, isn't it? Also, while I've been talking about this international investing and building portfolios probably through the mutual fund route, which have these fund of funds that have great themes and great diversified products that you can invest into, one must remember that, you know, until just last March, there was also some tax benefit in terms of your holding period in these international funds, which have now been taken away. So there's no more tax benefits of any sort as you're investing into these fund of funds that invest into international portfolios like they used to be before. But, well, my personal view is that when you think about income tax, income comes first, tax comes second. So let's worry first about, you know, making our incomes resilient and diversified and strong. And then we'll worry about the tax. Of course, we can pay the tax. So I do think that it's a great idea to diversify your portfolio. Diversification by itself has always good benefits for investors. And within that, this diversification, even though it doesn't have any, I mean, tax benefits, which have got taken away, it still is a fantastic way to invest into portfolios that you may not be able to get, obviously, in the Indian context, and helps you in various other ways as well. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about it next. And the more important point that I'd like to say is about the fact that there are many sectors and stocks that are not available in India, which you can probably get in portfolios abroad, or funds that invest in stock markets abroad. And it comes with that extra added advantage that if the rupee were to depreciate, whatever returns you're making, it actually gets enhanced because now you're getting more rupees for every dollar of the investment that you're making. And, you know, most investors can invest in international funds. The entry levels for mutual funds, as you know, is fantastic. They're not too high. And even retail individuals can, you know, can participate. And you can have the pleasure that you have investments in companies like Netflix and Apple and Tesla and so many more if you're picking up, you know, whatever portfolio that you like. That sounds good, isn't it? Because it's a double whammy. You're getting equity investing and you're also getting the benefit that if the rupee were to depreciate, you get some extra returns. Of course, I must talk about the fact that if the rupee were to appreciate, you're going to lose some returns on it. So it is not all a win-win situation. It can be either ways. But well, the Indian rupee over the long period of time has depreciated. And it's obviously a call that you will take when you discuss with your advisors if it is appropriate for your portfolio and your goals. I do think that one would tend to agree that if you had any interests in things abroad, especially, you know, your kids may probably go abroad to study, or that you may take an international vacation in every year or in every couple of years, then what the currency does matter to you. And so if you have some international investments or dollar investments in funds with whichever route you choose, that can actually play a helpful role in your portfolio because your currency will keep in touch with whether it goes up or down. It'll keep in touch with the international currency, especially dollar. When I also talked about the fact that there are these companies that you can invest into, many people think that, hey, listen, we've got great companies in India and that's enough for us in terms of our equity investing. And yes, you're right. The Reserve Bank of India's data, if I remember correctly, when I saw it some time ago, said that more than 99% of Indian investments is in India. They don't invest outside. In fact, investment experts call this the home bias. Happens with investors all over the world. They tend to just focus on the markets they know. But hey, we are talking here on Money Buddy to become a bit smarter about managing your money. And to me, the fact that you can access very innovative, good, growing companies in areas which are not yet in India is a good advantage to keep. You know, I remember that when I go out for my international vacation once in a while, there's always that moment when we enter a beautiful store and we see this fantastic handbag, whether it's a Louis Vuitton or something like that, you know, luxurious stuff. It feels very good to have. But I thank God I've got my wife says, listen, I'm not going to spend all of this for this bag. But then sometimes you're tempted to buy some of these luxury items as well, especially if you're an affluent, high net worth. And, you know, everybody aspires to do that, right? Now, just think about this. The entire sector of luxury is just not present in India, not in any meaningful way, at least. But luxury as a sector is present abroad. And the fact is that, you know, one notices that even if the world goes through ups and downs and recessionary talks and things like that, oh man, luxury is a sector that doesn't seem to have any impact on all of this. The rich have their money and they'll buy, whether it's the Ferrari or the Louis Vuitton or the Lamborghini, or whether it's some expensive wine and jewelry and what have you. So here's the example of a whole sector that's missing when you're investing in India. And is that a bad sector to invest? Don't you think that sector, commonsensically, has very long legs into the future? Of course it does. I mean, don't take me wrong on this one, but I'm just saying that, well, you may have your personal preferences of what you will buy and what you will not buy. But as an investor, why wouldn't you want to make money about the preferences that a lot of other people have in the world, right? So that's really what international investing can probably help you with. If you don't have anything to do with international, your kids are not likely to study abroad, you don't travel too often, well, you can invest in India and you can still invest in some of these international funds just because you want to be a smart investor and you want to access sectors and stocks that are just not available in the Indian stock market. And especially if you do have a lot to do with traveling abroad and your kids studying abroad, then the currency benefit and keeping the currency in track with, you know, the dollar and international currency is a good idea at the very least. And so international investments can help you in that regard as well. How much should you be having in international investing? I think that's a question I would love for you to ask your financial advisor, because it all really depends on your personal goals and, you know, what kind of appetite you have to put that into your overall equity portfolio. I, for one, have about 4% of my portfolio in international equity funds. You know, while I have 53% overall in equity, of that, I have another about 4%. And I'm adding to it with whatever opportunity I have, of course, in international equity funds. So it could be 5 for someone. It could be 10 for somebody else. It could be even 15. I don't think it requires anything really more than that. But that's a choice that you should really make with your financial advisor, because it can be a very strategically good exposure within your overall equity exposure that you can take to make your investments a lot more resilient, a lot more smarter, and keeping in tune with the times of things that you can't access in India and making wealth off that. Isn't that a good idea? I hope so. Well, thank you, folks. I hope that these conversations that we are having on Money Buddy is helpful and it's getting you thinking about what you want to do with your investments and the conversations that you want to have with your financial advisor. I'm looking forward to having more such conversations with you soon. See ya.
You know, this podcast could not have come at a better time for me personally, because I really have been toying with the idea of investing in international equity and international markets, and what complications or concerns, you know, may come up when it comes to that journey. Well, turns out it's not all that complicated and it's not all that intimidating either. In fact, it's something we should be considering for many reasons. One, to increase that stream, increase the diversity of your portfolio. Two, to ensure larger reach when it comes to your investments, because like Ajit said, you know, the Indian market only comprises 3% of the entire global market, which is a really stark number, actually. It definitely got me thinking. And the other thing that stood out is the idea that there are some sectors that are just completely untapped when it comes to the Indian market. And that's just the function of, you know, the way economies have played out. So if we've got the opportunity and the resources to stick stick our fingers into all kinds of pie, I think we should take those chances. But always, as Ajit says, with the help of a trusted financial advisor who has visibility into your goals, short-term or long-term, and has got you back when it comes to making the best out of your investments. That's a wrap on this edition of Money Buddy. Ajit and I will be back on a brand new episode very, very soon. Until then, stay safe, stay happy, and happy investing. Adios.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
Money Buddy Podcast, brought to you by Money and Me, an investor education initiative by PGIM India Mutual Fund.